Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. Amen. Today we're coming from 2 Chronicles, chapters 21 through 24, from the New King James Version of the Word of God. God bless you. Amen. It's always a pleasure and an honor to have you with me each day as we go forth through the word and through prayer. Amen. We're praising God for the great and mighty things that he is doing. Everything that God does, it is great. Amen. And he does all of it with each and every one of us in mind. Amen. Not a selfish bit of him. Amen. I know selfishness because it's in our nature, but it is not in the nature of God. Amen. Everything he's done is because he loves us with an everlasting love, and he's constantly trying to maneuver us and realign us back into right fellowship, right relationship with him, because we were always intended to be in relationship with the God of the universe. We were always intended to give him glory and to make his name glorious. Glory to God. We just praise him today. Amen. He is worthy, worthy, worthy of all the praise and all of the honor. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, Lord God, acknowledging that you are our strong creator. You are the great I am, the one that Moses went into Egypt and you brought forth great wonders and brought them out of bondage, 400 years of bondage with your mighty hand. Oh, Lord God, we give you glory, honor, and we praise you. All the glory, it is yours, Lord God. All our hallelujah, they belong to you. All our thank yous, they belong to you. Our gratitude is yours this morning. We give you glory, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, we give you glory. We honor you and we praise you in all things. We thank you, Lord God, for the healing that you have formed, for the breakthroughs that have been formed in the earth realm. We thank you, Lord God, for your protection, for your help, for our health, for our strength, Lord, because you are the originator of all of that, the maker of all those things. You are the one, Lord God, that makes the way before us. Oh Lord, so many times people think that they make their own way. Hold of the Lord God Almighty makes our way, and I thank you, Lord God. Oh, I thank you, Lord. Our lives are but a vapor, and yet you keep us from one moment to the next. Oh, Lord God, so that we can fulfill our destiny, so that we can get in place, so that we can be realigned and aligned and shapen into that we were always intended to be, always destined to be. We were always meant to be in relationship with you. Help us today, Jesus. Oh, Lord, to get a little closer to that we were always intended to be, our purpose and our destiny in the earth. Help us, Lord God, to see, and help us not to miss it. Don't allow us to close our eyes to the things that are happening all around us. Don't allow us, Lord God, to do that, so that we continue in the same cycles that we've always been in. But Lord, this is a time of turning in the name of Jesus. Those cycles are being broken in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, and we're going forward with you. Glory in your power, in your might. Hallelujah, in your wisdom, in your excellence. Oh, God, we give you glory today, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Bless us, Lord God, as we read your word on today. Open it up before us, Lord God. Give us knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, and show us that we should glean from these things that we read on today. Lord, that we not miss the lesson to be learned in these scriptures. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, bless each and every soul, Lord God. Give them a breakthrough today. Lord Jesus, this day, let them see and know that God is God and there is no other. No doubt, there is no other. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, 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 amen. We give glory and honor to the Lord because he is God and there is no other. There is no other name under heaven whereby men must be saved except the name of Jesus. Don't be fooled. Don't be bamboozled. Don't be hoodwinked. Amen. The devil is out and portraying himself as an angel of light, but he is darkness indeed. And he wants to grasp. He wants to take you into his grasp and lead you into his punishment, into hell. That's his punishment. Amen. But the Lord, amen, Jesus came that we might have life and that more abundantly. Amen. And he wants to show us great things, mighty things that we don't even know about. Amen. Things that we haven't even imagined the Lord has prepared for those who love him. Amen. Come on in. Amen. Where the feast of the Lord is going on. We bless the Lord today. Amen. Amen. We're reading from 2 Chronicles chapters 21 through 24 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. And Jehoshaphat rested with his fathers and was buried with his fathers in the city of David. And Joram, his son, reigned in his place. And he had brothers, the sons of Jehoshaphat, Azariah, Jehiel, Zechariah, Azariahu, Michael, and Shephatiah. All these were the sons of Jehoshaphat, king of Israel. Their father gave them great gifts of silver and gold and precious things with fortified cities in Judah. But he gave the kingdom to Jehoram because he was the firstborn. Now when Jehoram was established over the kingdom of his father, he strengthened himself and killed all his brothers with the sword and also others of the princes of Israel. Jehoram was 32 years old when he became king, and he reigned 8 years in Jerusalem. And he walked in the way of the kings of Israel, just as the house of Ahab had done. For he had the daughter of Ahab as a wife, and he did evil in the sight of the Lord. Yet the Lord would not destroy the house of David because of the covenant that he made with David. And since he had promised to give a lamp to him and to his sons forever, in his days Edom revolted against Judah's authority and made a king over themselves. So Jehoram went out with his officers and all his chariots with him, and he rose by night and attacked the Edomites who had surrounded him and the captains of the chariots. Thus Edom has been in revolt against Judah's authority to this day. At that time, Libnah revolted against his rule because he had forsaken the Lord God and his fathers. Moreover, he made high places in the mountains of Judah and caused the inhabitants of Jerusalem to commit harlotry and led Judah astray. And a letter came to him from Elijah the prophet, saying, "Thus says the Lord God of your father David, because you have not walked in the ways of Jehoshaphat your father or in the ways of Asa king of Judah, but have walked in the way of the kings of Israel and have made Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem to play the harlot like the harlotry of the house of Ahab, and also have killed your brothers, those of your father's household, who were better than yourself, behold, the Lord will strike your people with a serious affliction, your children, your wives, and all your possessions, and you will become very sick with the disease of your intestines until your intestines come out by reason of the sickness day by day. Moreover, the Lord stirred up against Jehoram the spirit of the Philistines and the Arabians who were near the Ethiopians, and they came up into Judah and invaded it and carried away all the possessions that were found in the king's house, and also his sons and his wives, and so that there was not a son left him, not a son left to him except Jehoahaz, the youngest of his sons. After all this, the Lord struck him in his intestines with an incurable disease. Then it happened in the course of time, after the end of 2 years, that his intestines came out because of his sickness. So he died in severe pain, and his people made no burning for him like the burning for his fathers. He was 32 years old when he became king. He reigned in Jerusalem 8 years, and to no one's sorrow departed. However, they buried him in the city of David, but not in the tomb of the kings. Then the inhabitants of Jerusalem made Ahaziah, his youngest son, king in his place.
For the raiders who came from the Arabians into the camp killed all the older sons. So Ahaziah, the son of Jehoram, king of Judah, reigned. Ahaziah was 42 years old when he became king, and he reigned 1 year in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Athaliah, and the granddaughter of Omri. He also walked in the ways of the house of Ahab, for his mother advised him to do wickedly. Therefore he did evil in the sight of the Lord, like the house of Ahab, for they were his counselors after the death of his father, to his destruction. He also followed their advice and went with Jehoram, the son of Ahab, king of Israel, to war against Hazael, king of Syria, at Ramoth-Gilead. And the Syrians wounded Joram. Then he returned to Jezreel to recover from his wounds, which he had received at Ramoth, when he fought against Hazael, king of Syria. And Azariah, the son of Jehoram, king of Judah, went down to see Jehoram, the son of Ahab, in Jezreel, because he was sick. He was going to Joram. His going to Joram was God's occasion for Ahaziah's downfall. For when he arrived, he went out with Jehoram against Jehu, the son of Nimshi, whom the Lord had anointed to cut off the house of Ahab. And it happened, when Jehu was executing judgment on the house of Ahab and found the princes of Judah and the sons of Ahaziah's brothers who served Ahaziah, that he had killed them. Then he searched for Ahaziah, and they caught him. He was hiding in Samaria, and brought him to Jehu. When they had killed him, they buried him, because they said, "He is the son of Jehoshaphat, who sought the Lord with all his heart." So the house of Ahaziah had no one to assume power over the kingdom. Now when Athaliah, the mother of Ahaziah, saw that her son was dead, she arose and destroyed all the royal heirs of the house of Judah. But Jehoshabeath, the daughter of the king, took Joash, the son of Ahaziah, and stole him away from among the king's sons who were being murdered, and put him and his nurse in a bedroom. So Jehoshabeath, the daughter of King Jehoram, the wife of Jehoiada, the priest, for she was the sister of Ahaziah, hid him from Athaliah so that she did not kill him. And he was hidden with them in the house of God for 6 years, while Athaliah reigned over the land. In the seventh year, Jehoiada strengthened himself and made a covenant with the captains of hundreds. Azariah, the son of Jeroham, Ishmael, the son of Jehohanan, Azariah, the son of Obed, Messiah, the son of Adalah, and Elishaphat, the son of Zichri. They went throughout Judah and gathered the Levites from all the cities of Judah and the chief fathers of Israel, and they came to Jerusalem. Then all the assembly made a covenant with the king in the house of God. And he said to them, "Behold, the king's son shall reign, as the Lord has said of the sons of David. This is what you shall do. One third of you entering on the Sabbath of the priests and the Levites shall be keeping watch over the doors. One third shall be at the king's house, and one third at the gate of the foundation. All the people shall be in the courts of the house of the Lord, but let no one come into the house of the Lord except the priests and those of the Levites who serve. They may go in, for they are holy, but all the people shall keep the watch of the Lord. And the Levites shall surround the king on all sides, every man with his weapons in his hand. And whoever comes into the house, let him be put to death. You are to be with the king when he comes in and when he goes out." So the Levites and all of Judah did according to all that Jehoiada the priest commanded. And each man took his men who were to be on duty at the duty on the Sabbath, for Jehoiada the priest had not dismissed the divisions. And Jehoiada the priest gave to the captains of hundreds the spears and the large and small shields that had belonged to King David that were in the temple of God. And he set all the people, every man with his weapon in his hand, from the right side of the temple to the left side of the temple, along by the altar and by the temple, all around the king. And they brought out the king's son, put the crown on him, gave him the testimony, and made him king. Then Jehoiada and his sons anointed him and said, "Live, long live the king." Now when Athaliah heard the noise of the people running and praising the king, she came to the people in the temple of the Lord. When she looked, there was the king standing by his pillar at the entrance, and the leaders and the trumpeters were by the king. All the people of the land were rejoicing and blowing trumpets, also the singers with musical instruments and those who led in praise. So Athaliah tore her clothes and said, "Treason, treason." And Jehoiada the priest brought out the captains of hundreds who were set over the army and said to them, "Take her outside under guard and slay with the sword whoever follows her. For the priest has said, 'Do not kill her in the house of the Lord.'" So they seized her and went by way of the entrance of the horse gate into the king's house, and they killed her there. Then Jehoiada made a covenant between himself, the people, and the king, that they should be the Lord's people. And all the people went to the tore down. They broke in pieces its altars and images and killed Matan, the priest of Baal, before the altars. Also, Jehoiada appointed the oversight of the house of the Lord to the hand of the priests, the Levites, whom David had assigned to the house of the Lord to offer burnt offerings of the Lord. And as it is written in the law of Moses, with rejoicing and with singing, as it was established by David. And he set the gatekeepers at the gates of the house of the Lord, so that no one who was in any way unclean should enter. Then he took the captains of hundreds, the nobles, the governors of the people, and all the people of the land, and brought the king down from the house of the Lord. And they went through the upper gate to the king's house and set the king on the throne of the kingdom. So all the people of the land rejoiced, and the city was quiet, for they had slain Athaliah with the sword. Joash was 7 years old when he became king, and he reigned 40 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Zibiah of Beersheba. Joash did what was right in the sight of the Lord all the days of Jehoiada the priest. And Jehoiada took two wives for him, and he had sons and daughters. Now it happened after this that Joash set his heart on repairing the house of the Lord. Then he gathered the priests and the Levites and said to them, "Go out to the cities of Judah and gather from all Israel money to repair the house of your God from year to year, and see that you do it quickly." However, the Levites did not do it quickly. So the king called Jehoiada, the chief priest, and said to him, "Why have you not required the Levites to bring in from Judah and from Jerusalem the collection, commandment of Moses, the servant of the Lord, and of the assembly of Israel for the tabernacle of witness? For the sons of Athaliah, that wicked woman, had broken into the house of God and had also presented all the dedicated things of the house of the Lord to the Baals. Then at the king's command, they made a chest and set it outside at the gate of the house of the Lord. And they made a proclamation throughout Judah and Jerusalem to bring to the Lord the collection that Moses, the servant of God, had imposed on Israel in the wilderness. Then all the leaders and all the people rejoiced, brought their contributions, and put them in the chest until all had given. So it was at that time when the chest was brought to the king's official by the hand of the Levites, and when they saw that there was much money, that the king's scribe and the high priest's officers came and emptied the chest and took it and returned it to its place. Thus they did day by day and gathered the money in abundance. The king and Jehoiada gave it to those who did the work of the service of the house of the Lord, and they hired masons and carpenters to repair the house of the Lord, and also those who worked in iron and bronze to restore the house of the Lord. So the workmen labored, and the work was completed by them. They restored the house of God to its original condition and reinforced it. When they had finished, they brought the rest of the money before the king and Jehoiada. They made from it articles from the house of the Lord, articles for serving and offering, spoons and vessels of gold and silver. And they offered burnt offerings in the house of the Lord continually all the days of Jehoiada. But Jehoiada grew old and was full of days, and he died. He was 130 years old when he died. And they buried him in the city of David among the kings, because he had done good in Israel, both toward God and his house. Now, after the death of Jehoiada, the leaders of Judah came and bowed down to the king, and the king listened to them. Therefore, they left the house of the Lord God of their fathers and served wooden images and idols. And wrath came upon Judah and Jerusalem because of their trespass. Yet he sent prophets to them to bring them back to the Lord, and they testified against them, but they would not listen. Then the Spirit of the Lord came to Zechariah, the son of Jehoiada, the priest, who stood above the people and said to them, "Thus says God, why do you transgress the commandments of the Lord so that you cannot prosper? Because you have forsaken the Lord, he also has forsaken you." So they fired against him, and at the command of the king, they stoned him with stones in the court of the house of the Lord. Thus Joash the king did not remember the kindness which Jehoiada his father had done to him, but killed his son. And as he died, he said, "The Lord look on it and repent." So it happened in the spring of the year that the army of Syria came up against him, and they came to Judah and Jerusalem and destroyed all the leaders of the people from among the people and sent all their spoil to the king of Damascus. For the army of the Syrians came with a small company of men, but the Lord delivered a very great army into their hands because they had forsaken the Lord God of their fathers. So they executed judgment against Joash. And when they had withdrawn from him, for they left him severely wounded, his own servants conspired against him because of the blood of the sons of Jehoiada the priest and killed him on his bed. So he died. And they buried him in the city of David, and they did not bury him in the tomb of the kings. These are the ones who conspired against him: Zabad, the son of Shimeah, the Ammonitess, and Jezebad, the son of Shimerith, the Moabitess. Now, and the many oracles about him and the repairing of the house of God. Indeed, they are written in the annals of the book of the kings. Then Amaziah, his son, reigned in his place. I have read and you have heard from 2 Chronicles chapters 21 through 24 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, doers, and most of all, amen, most of all the doers, the readers, hearers, and most of all the doers of his word, amen, and sanctify the truth, amen, in all of our hearts. God bless you. God keep you, and God anoint you mightily. God anoint you mightily to hear his voice in this hour. Jesus is soon to return. Amen. And he is calling your name. Yes, he's calling you by your name. Amen. And beckoning you to come, because we were always intended to be in relationship with the God of the universe. Amen. Always, always, always intended. Amen. And the Bible itself is a love story. Amen. About God. Amen. Bringing us back and constantly in pursuit of his beloved. His beloved is you. His beloved is me. He loves us with an everlasting love. Amen. He wants us to be in right relationship and right fellowship with him. And the only way to do that is through Jesus. Amen. He came that we might have life, and that more abundantly. Amen. Let Jesus do that for you. Amen. That you might again be in the family of God. That's where you belong. Amen. And he will show you great and mighty things that you just had no idea could take place in your life. Amen. Call on the name of Jesus. He will answer. Amen. And he will fill you full of the Holy Ghost and fire, speaking in tongues as the Spirit of God gives utterance. Call on Jesus until he answers. Amen. Repent of your sins. Turn away from those things, for all wickedness. Amen. And Jesus will come in, and he will live with you, in you, and direct your life and show you, amen, greatness, and show you your purpose. Amen. Because it is great. Glory to God. Glory to God. I thank God for each and every one of you. God bless you. God keep you. God anoint you. I hope you will continue to join me in this journey through a year in the Word. Amen.